Hey there, all you cool cats and kittens. I've been using that line as much as possible these last few days, and if you have too, maybe it's time to walk away from the Netflix for a bit. Tonight's entertainment in our city, anyway, should be even more emotionally stirring than the plight of big cats and small people who own them. Steve Gleason for Joe Exotic is definitely a trade-up. Tonight, April Monday Night Football will air the post-Katrina return to the Superdome, with the Saints and Gleason and U2 taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Choose your wardrobe appropriately today. There's been talk about the NFL in these days, the one sports organization closest to business as usual, with off-season transactions and an upcoming draft. What's responsible? What's wise? What's the motivation? I, for one, am thankful for the distractions and am ready for some football tonight, as long as it's not placing others in harm's way. Our response to the pandemic must be guided by medical-first decisions, but also with the allowance that we're still people at the end of this. Which gets me to today's gospel. Judas's outrage has a robotic feel to it, not just because John supplies his real motivation. He was, quote, a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions, but also because this isn't the way of ourselves as people. We need to help the poor, but we also are people, have to feel something, have to allow for powerful gestures. We know the foreshadowing from our gospel this Monday morning, Jesus' preparation for burial anointing by Mary's action, Judas's preparation for betrayal by his protest, his grumbling. But maybe this really can remind us that we can have a clear central focus, be it the poor, be it our health, while still allowing for appropriate gestures and entertainment. God wants us all, at the end of this to know growth and goodness. May we welcome him more into our lives this day.